comes to receiving God's blessing in our lives, we imagine that we have to drag it out of Him, convince Him to bless us. But what if, what if He's already decided to bless you? What if the blessing is actually already a done deal? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to be taking another look at God's blessing in your life from a different perspective. I want to share with you right now the biggest turnaround in thinking about God's blessing that we can ever experience. It's changing our understanding completely about what God is on about when He talks about His blessing. I want to go back to another parable about persistence in prayer, because I think we can get the wrong impression about God's blessing if we read these parables from Jesus incorrectly. We're going to Luke chapter 11, verses 5 to 8. Jesus said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight, and you say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for another friend of mine has just arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And this guy answers from within, 'Don't bother me. The door's already been locked. My children are already in bed with me. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you anything because he is a friend, at least because of your persistence, he will get up and give you what you need." It's an odd parable, that one, like the parable of the unjust judge. In this one, God is compared to a neighbor who is unwilling to get out of bed and help you in the middle of the night. Which is really weird, because God never sleeps. He never doesn't want to help you. He's never short on bread to give you. So what's this parable saying? Is it saying that we have to drag a blessing out of God? No. It's saying that God wants us to be persistent, to keep on asking, because He wants to build a healthy dependence on Him in us. How do I know that? Because immediately what follows on from this parable is this familiar passage, Luke chapter 11, verses 9 to 13. "So I say to you, ask, and it'll be given to you. Search, and you'll find. Knock, and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?" So God's saying here that He totally gets it, that we need a blessing, and when we ask Him, even more so than an earthly parent, our Heavenly Father will give us every good thing. But here's the turnaround I want to share with you today. It's not a case of having to drag the blessing out of God, because God has already purposed the blessing for us. Listen very carefully to these words written by the Apostle Paul to the church in Ephesus. Very, very carefully. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." What does that verse say? It says that God has already blessed you in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. So what's a spiritual blessing? Well, the word spiritual here relates to the human spirit or the rational soul, that part of us which is akin to God. It belongs to God, but it's part of us. That's what the word spiritual is referring to. And blessing? What's that word actually mean? Well, it's the Greek word eulogia, which means to praise, to speak well of. You know the word eulogy, when someone gets up at a person's funeral and says nice things about that person. That's where we get the word eulogy from. So if we put those two words together, spiritual and blessing, God is already, He has already, He continues to speak His good words, His praise for us, good things for our lives into our spirit in the heavenly places. Now, at first blush, that may not be so encouraging. Great, so God's saying nice things about me. But let me ask you, how did God create the universe? Do you remember? Back there in Genesis chapter 1, "Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. And each part of creation, God spoke into existence. Why? How? Well, Paul tells us in Romans chapter 4, verse 17. He says that God gives life to the dead and calls into existence things that do not yet exist. So God is speaking blessings into existence, just in the way that he spoke creation into existence. In fact, it's past tense. He's already done it. It's a done deal. Not just a few blessings, but every spiritual blessing. They're already on their way because God has already spoken them into existence. Let's read that verse from Ephesians again with a brand new understanding. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He has already blessed you in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. And those blessings are already on their way, a steady flow, right when God purposes them into your spirit, into your life. So not only is God a fantastic Father who wants to bless you, not only does God have the power to bless you, but He already has. He's already spoken every blessing for your whole life into existence, and they will each come to pass on the very day that God purposes them. Has that just blown your understanding of God's blessing completely out of the water? Has that just given your understanding of God's blessing a complete 180-degree turnaround? Because now, when you're going to God over and over again asking for His blessing, you don't have to go there with this hangdog kind of attitude that you had to drag a blessing out of a stingy God who really can't be bothered getting up out of bed for you. Now you can go to God forearmed with the truth, knowing that He wants to bless you, knowing that He has the power to bless you, and knowing that He has already spoken every spiritual blessing into existence. Now you can go to Him day after day, asking for His blessing, and know that it's really on its way. Because by knowing the truth, God has set you free to receive His blessing. Listen to me very carefully. God wants to bless you. I know what a huge turnaround in thinking this probably is for you. It was for me when I realized what was going on in this whole area of God's blessing. It still is. Every time I sit down and ask for God's blessing in my life, I have to do a reality check. No, I don't have to drag a blessing out of God. He does love me. He does want to bless me. He is more than able to bless me. And oh, by the way, yeah, there it is in the Bible. God's very own word to me. God tells me that He has already blessed me with every spiritual blessing. He's already spoken each one of my blessings into existence, and they'll each be on their way just at the right time. Wow, do you get it? So now when you read this verse, Mark chapter 11, verse 24, you'll know precisely how to do it. So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you've received it, and it will be yours. Have you ever sat there and wondered, well, how in the blazes am I supposed to believe that I've already received it? I don't have that sort of faith. Well, actually, you do. You do now, because you know the truth. And the truth is that God has already blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places through Christ Jesus. So now immersed in the truth, free in God's truth, you can sit down and you can pray and ask with such joy, with such certain anticipation of God's blessing, that you in fact do already believe that it's yours. Remember, I'm not a prosperity doctrine preacher. I'm not from the name it and claim it and the blab it and grab it school of prayer. I am simply opening up the Bible here and telling you what God is saying. It doesn't matter which way I come at it, how I read it, how many times I think about it, the answer is always the same. God wants to bless you. Life can be tough sometimes, and when we're doing things tough, it's so easy to lose sight of God's passionate desire to bless us. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest life application booklet. It's called Don't Miss Out on God's Blessing. And with a life application question at the end of each chapter, you'll be able to chew things over, to apply God's Word right into the realities of your life. God's Word is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that He'll help you remove any obstacles to the flow of His blessing in your life through this booklet. You can request your free copy at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.